Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. Previously, we started talking about the importance of the book itself. Today, I want to get into the book itself. And let us start our journey into trying to unlock the mysteries and the doors of life itself through these keys. Now, this book itself is designed in 5 sections. The first sections of how man deals with himself, which is extremely important. That's the first stage. Second section of the book is how man deals with others, which is extremely important. The third section is how man deals with the Islamic system, which is also of importance. And fourth, how man deals with animals. And lastly, and chapter 5, is how man deals with his environment. So you see, this book pretty much covers everything that me and you need to navigate our way through this life. Now, without any further ado, let us begin our first mission and our first job in this life. The first thing we have to do in this life is the importance of contemplation and reflection. Man has been blessed with an intellect. That intellect, the brain, or as we call it, aql in Arabic, is what differentiates human beings from animals. A man without a brain is nothing shorter than an animal, as Allah says, كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are like animals or mules, but even worse off. So intellect is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with. When Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Surely we have glorified the sons of Adam. How did Allah do so? He done so by giving me that intellect, that brain that I need to use. Now, if I do things in life without thinking, without contemplating, without reflecting, then in fact, I haven't done much. I'm just like an animal that eats and sleeps. Now, in this book, first, we have the hadith and narrations about the importance of reflection and contemplation. The first hadith of the day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is talking to one of his companions, Ibn Mas'ud. He says to him, إِذَا عَمِلْتَ عَمَلًا فَعْلَمْ. If you do any action, then do it with knowledge. فَعْمَلْ بِعِلْمٍ وَعَقْلٍ. Then do it with contemplation and logic. وَإِيَّاكَ وَأَن تَعْمَلَ عَمَلًا بِغَيْرِ تَدَبْرٍ وَعِلْمٍ. And I warn you, do not do any action without thought, contemplation, or intellect. Why, Ya Rasulullah? Why is it so important that I have to do an action with contemplation? He says, Allah says, don't be, and this is the verse from the Quran, Allah says, don't be like that woman that turns her rod and she puts all the strings around it, and once it's full, she unwinds it. She just wastes her time. She puts so much effort in trying to create something, but then she breaks it completely. Which also reminds me of a verse in the Quran where Allah says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We came to all the work they done, and we just turned it into an ash. Why? Because it was done blindly without contemplation. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دقل ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. Just before the break, we were talking about the importance of reflection and contemplating and using our intellect to the best of our ability. Life itself, without intellect, without thinking, without reflecting, it will not move any further. So the first key of life is contemplation and reflection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Rak'atan khafifatan fi tadabbur. Two rak'ah that you pray with contemplation, khayrun min qiyam al-layl, is better than doing a whole night of worship. Because if you do a whole night of worship without thinking, without contemplating, there's no use of that. But if you take 2 minutes of your time and you pray two rak'ah to Allah and you know why you're praying, to whom you're praying, and what you will get out of it, these two will be more beneficial to me and you than just reading Quran and praying all day and night. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he describes those with intellect. Now, if I have to measure myself and I say to myself, well, am I a person of intellect or not? I have to put this hadith of the Prophet in front of my eyes. He says, and I want you to pay attention here, so we're talking about those who are intellectual. He says, إِذَا أَرَادَ أَن يَتَكَلَّمَ تَدَبَّرُ. If he wants to speak, he thinks. Because, you know, we have so many people that just blather and just talk with no reason, no benefit to themselves and no benefit to others. But those intellectuals, those who use this key of life, before they talk, they think, they contemplate. What am I going to say? Will it harm me? Will it benefit me? Will it harm others who are listening? Will it benefit them? So there's a process of thinking here. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam continues and he says, فَإِن كَانَ خَيْرًا تَكَلَّمْ. If it was good, he will say it. So there's a process of contemplation even before speaking. If it was bad, he will be quiet and he'll be safe, because sometimes I and you might say things that in fact will end up harming me. Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi was narrated that he said, a man came to the Prophet and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah awsani, O Messenger of Allah, give me an advice. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, obviously he has to make sure that this person is worthy of an advice. So the Prophet asked him three times. He said to him, if I tell you, would you listen? Would you accept what I tell you? He said, of course, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, if you want to do an act or an action, then think about the end. If it was good, then go for it. And if the result and the end of this action is bad, then do not do it. So before every action, be it talking, be it physical, that me and you, we need to contemplate and think about the consequences and the results. If it's good, we do it. If it's bad, we hold on and we become quiet and don't do such an act. That is the first key of life. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.